Why wait? I begin with a quote from Christopher Parker. Procrastination is like a credit card. It's a lot of fun until you get the bill. Procrastination is a con. It tempts me into thinking it will be easier later, tomorrow, next week. It lets my fears expand and my resolution diminish. It holds me in suspension like salt in the sea, ever present, but not solid enough to grasp. I procrastinate to avoid, like denial, it is an ineffective coping strategy. It doesn't lead to freedom, it leads to imprisonment. Putting off may give me comfort in the moment, but I trade it for serenity in the long run. Most of us experience procrastination. It's part of being human. I don't procrastinate on everything. Some things I'm eager to start and finish. It helps if it's on my calendar or as part of a regular routine, or I do it with others. I rarely put off my daily walk or my regular volunteer gig, and I certainly don't miss a meal. So when do I procrastinate? When it's emotionally charged, when I don't know how to do it, when I think it has to be perfect. Why, you might ask, am I talking about procrastination in this issue of The Phoenix Spirit? People occasionally ask me how I find the topics about which I write. Sometimes they're related to the theme of the issue, but most often the topic shows up at the right time. I might have read an article or a book that I want to explore. Sometimes a conversation sparks curiosity. A few times I've had a significant event that wants to be shared. Recently, the country has been thrust into times of confusion or uncertainty, and I look for a soapbox. This issue, I find myself putting off writing. I'm waiting for the muse who is behind schedule. And it's so nice outside. My garden calls, I have a great book to read. Hence the topic, procrastination. It fits well with our recovery issue. Who among us hasn't put off what we know we need to do and instead do something unimportant? Cleaning drawers is easier than fixing the clogged basement drain. Scrolling through Facebook is more fun than going to meetings. I'm sure I can wait until after my next vacation before I enter treatment. Recovery and procrastination don't mix well. Nils Salzgeber, author of Stop Procrastinating, A Simple Guide to Hacking Laziness, Building Self-Discipline, and Overcoming Procrastination, says, "We want to do something that feels bad and brings up resistance. We sincerely want to follow through, but when thinking about the task we're experiencing, all those negative emotions, that feels uncomfortable. And so we feel the urge to run away, to pursue an activity that feels better. How do I move from resistance to action? My first step is to admit that I am caught in procrastination. I want or need to do something and I'm not doing it. This is the time to practice self-compassion, followed by self-awareness. I see that this is hard for me. I recognize it is going to be hard. I take a few minutes to consider why it is so hard. Where's the resistance? Can I find it in my body? Does it remind me of another time when I failed at this task or was shamed about not getting something done? Am I looking for perfection or certainty? Am I stuck in self-judgment? Once I have talked with my inner procrastinator, I can still put it off as long as I decide when I will pick it up again. I schedule that time, later today, tomorrow, next week, write it on my calendar, add it to my to-do list, share it with another who will hold me accountable. when I sit at my desk and write for an hour. It doesn't have to be productive. It only matters that I do it. The hour completed, I get a reward. 15 minutes in my garden, calling a good friend, a chapter in the book I'm reading. I do this over and over, piece by piece. Steadily, I work toward the goal of a completed article. The fact that you are listening to this is good evidence it worked, though I don't know that as I type this into the document. What are some hacks we can use to manage our procrastination? First, let's look for our own personal patterns. Why do I put things off? I'm not lazy. There are many things I do and do well. For me, fear looms large. Fear of failure, fear of not being able to do it well, right, perfect. Acknowledge the fear and do it anyway. Boredom is also a problem. It's so boring. I have already done this a million times. Cleaning and cooking come to mind. I can reduce the boredom with music or a favorite podcast or a fresh way to deal with the task. Maybe distractions are your biggest interference. We live in an electronic world that wants our constant attention. Beeps and reminders and notifications interrupt our days if we let them. Silence the phone, hide it in a drawer, make it difficult to see. Designate a period of time when you give the task your undivided attention. Secondly, minimize the decisions you make during the day. The night before, decide what you want to get done and schedule time to do it. Let routine be your friend. Decide which days you go to the gym, when you walk, what meetings you will attend. Third, rather than focus on the whole task, determine the next step, the next action needed, the next right thing. That moves it from huge to manageable. Fourth, manage your environment. Create a clean space on your desk. Close the door to your in-home office. Stack the lawn furniture until the mowing is done. I often put off my at-home weightlifting routine. It's on my list for the day, and then I simply ignore it, or don't check the list, or wait until I'm way too tired. When I put my hand weights on the kitchen table, I'm much more likely to use them. They are harder to ignore. Finally, celebrate the completion of a task. Some jobs deserve a party, others a high five, or a trip to the movie theater, or a favorite episode from Netflix. Why wait? Freedom follows accomplishment. Know your patterns, plan for success, make it manageable. Move in and through, step by step. Celebrate. Let me know if you need a cheerleader.